Thalassephalos, or as Blaz referred to her, the faithful steed, had been turned loose miles back. You couldn't sneak around on horseback, and as Jackram had pointed out, the creature was too skinny for anyone to want to eat, and too vicious for anyone to want to ride. "Right, sir, yes, we might as well do that, sir," said Jackram now, all gloating helpfulness. "Where would you like us to reconnoitre, sir?" "There must be a secret entrance, Sergeant. No one would build a place like that with only one entrance. Agreed?"
"Yes, sir. Only perhaps they kept it a secret, sir."
"Only trying to help, sir."
They turned at the sound of urgent praying. Wazza had fallen to her knees, hands clasped together. The rest of the squad edged away slowly. Piety is a wonderful thing.
"What is he doing, Sergeant?" said Blouse.
"Praying, sir," said Jackram.
"I've noticed he does that a lot. Is that, within regulations, Sergeant?" the lieutenant whispered.
"Always a difficult one, sir, that one," said Jackram. "I have, myself, prayed many times on the field of battle. Many times have I said the soldier's prayer, sir, and I don't mind admitting it."
I don't think I know that one," said Blouse.
"Oh, I reckon the words will come to you soon enough, sir, once you're up against the foe. Generally, though, they're on the lines of, 'Oh, God, let me kill this bastard before he kills me.'"
Jackram grinned at Blouse's expression.
"That's what I call the authorized version, sir."
"Yes, Sergeant, but where would we be if we all prayed all the time?" said the lieutenant.
"In heaven, sir, sitting at Nuggan's right hand," said Jackram promptly. "That's what I was taught as a little nipper, sir. Of course, it'd be a bit crowded, so it's just as well we don't."
At which point, Wazza stopped praying and stood up, brushing dust off her knees. She gave the squad her bright, worrying smile.
"The Duchess will guide our steps," she said.
"Oh, good," said Blouse weakly.
"She will show us the way." "Wonderful. Did she mention a map reference at all?" said the lieutenant. "She will give us eyes that we might see."
"Ah, good. Well, jolly good," said Blouse.
"I definitely feel a lot better for knowing that. Don't you, Sergeant?"
"Yes, sir," said Jackram. "'Cause before this, sir, we didn't have a prayer."
They scouted in threes, while the rest of the squad lay up in a deep hollow among the bushes. They were enemy patrols, but it's not hard to avoid half a dozen men who stick to the tracks and aren't being careful not to make a noise. The troops were Slovenian and acted as though they owned the place.
End of CD 6.